بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وزد وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على أوصيائه وخلفائه وعترته وأهل بيته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Brothers and sisters, some of us, or I would say most, or maybe all of us, are aware of the events which took place this past week in the city of Garland in Texas. There was a contest which was set up by a certain anti-Islam organization where they were offering prizes for people who would draw cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many of you are familiar with what happened at this event. It is said that two young men showed up at the event, and although it was heavily protected with police and with security, they managed to open fire. One of the guards of the event was struck, and then the police were there. They returned fire, and they killed both of the gunmen who appeared. Now, we know that incidents like this have been taking place for many years now. Earlier this year, in January, I believe it was, a similar event took place in France, at the offices of the Charlie Hebdo satirical or comical newspaper, which had also produced comical representations of the Prophet Muhammad. We know that death threats were issued many years ago. I believe this was in 2005 in Denmark, when one of the main newspapers in Denmark decided to publish cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a very evil way, in a very demeaning manner. Now, it's important to note the following, that what is taking place is not simply people who are exercising their free speech. And it's not people who are trying to necessarily destroy the character of the Prophet Muhammad because they have a grudge with him. You see, with the case that happened in Denmark in 2005, the very same newspaper which had tried to print, which had printed images, the cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, had earlier declined to print cartoon images depicting the Prophet Jesus. Now, we're not condoning that, you know, if you're going to promote, if you're going to print pictures of the Prophet Muhammad, well, hey, why don't you condone promoting pictures, cartoon pictures of Jesus or Moses or this person? This is not Islamic behavior. This is not what we're trying to get to. But I think what many Muslims are angry about is not necessarily only depicting the Prophet, because yes, we are angry because the Prophet holds a very dear place in our hearts. The Quran refers to the Prophet as being closer to the believers than themselves. So the Prophet is more dear in essence to ourselves than we are to ourselves. He is more dear to us than our parents are to us. He is more dear to us than our children are to us. And you cannot expect to poke somebody in the eye with a needle and not expect him to react at all. So it is very disheartening, and we are offended. But I think what a lot of people are also offended by is the hypocrisy, is the double standards. You see, these very same people who promote depicting satirical cartoons of the Prophet, if you ask them to deny certain events which took place in history, they will fight against you until you are in jail, until you are in prison. And I think that really hurts a lot of people. Because it's not an issue of free speech. When we're talking about free speech, we don't mean free speech. Because if you deny the Holocaust, that's not considered free speech. But if you speak ill of the Prophet, that is considered free speech. And that is the essence of hypocrisy, and it is the essence of double standards. And I think a lot of people are more angry about this than they are angry about the depictions. Although the depictions are very insulting in themselves. Now these very same people, it's very interesting. We need to understand another point. I was reading an article just today, this morning. It said that these people such as David Horowitz and Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer, they have these foundations which they pay themselves in. And these people, in order to promote hatred of Islam and hatred of Muslims, are being paid upwards of $200,000 a year. So they're getting paid pretty good money in order to do this. There's a lot of money which is being funneled to promote anti-Islamic bigotry. And it's very interesting because you find that these people who are here in the United States or who are in the Netherlands or who are in Denmark or in France, some of these very same people who are promoting these ideas of anti-Islam are the same people who on a political level are promoting the fact that there should be no more immigration from Islamic countries to Europe and to North America. So for them, it's not necessarily a grudge that they have with the Prophet Muhammad, because if they truly understood who the Prophet Muhammad was, they would not have a grudge against him. What they have a grudge against is the rising population of Muslims migrating to Europe and to North America. They're very concerned about the changing demographics. And whenever there is changing demographics, you see these types of polemics. Going back centuries, you find people like Martin Luther and other people who spoke negatively against Islam. You find that they lived during a time where, for instance, some of them lived when Europe or parts of Europe were being conquered by the Ottoman Empire. And there were changing demographics. Now Muslims were starting to introduce themselves in Europe, and they didn't like that. So in order to attack that, what did they do? They started attacking the character of the Prophet Muhammad. So it's a vicious cycle which repeats itself. We need to understand these issues in order to educate ourselves, because if we want to respond, we can't respond purely with emotion. We have to respond with knowledge. We have to respond with facts. We have to know exactly what's happening on the floor. What are the core issues which are causing events like this to take place? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength in order to respond in an Islamic manner to attacks like these. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us on this holy day. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide His protection and His sustenance to all good human beings across the globe. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك قاضي الحاجات إنك على كل شيء قدير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين